morning, Chloe Tilley with you this week on Five Live. And while MPs are enjoying their summer break, of course, politics never rests. And with local government finances in the spotlight right now, for this week's politicians panel, I've assembled three council leaders. For the Conservatives, we have Councillor Simon Dudley, who is leader of Windsor and Maidenhead Council. Labour Councillor Stephen Cowan is head of Hammersmith and Fulham. And SNP Councillor Susan Aitken is the council leader in Glasgow, no doubt currently enjoying Glasgow 2018 European Championships. I'm watching it up on my screen here in the studio, Susan.
It's been fabulous.
Great for the city, isn't it?
It is absolutely brilliant. And there's a party going on in the city every single night just now. The atmosphere is fantastic and the sport has been incredible.
Well, we're going to be breaking into our conversation at some point to take some of the races, so do forgive me for that. But let's talk about some national politics, because I'm sure it's something that you've all got a view on. An article by a backbench MP in Monday's Telegraph, making the front pages of 7 of the 10 main national newspapers this morning, and prompting comment from the Prime Minister.
It's very clear that the language that Boris Johnson used to describe people's appearance has caused offence. It's not language I would have used. I think he was wrong to have used that language. And I agree with Brandon Lewis.
Well, Theresa May agreeing with the Tory chairman, Brandon Lewis, that the MP in question, Boris Johnson, should apologise for comparing women in face veils to bank robbers and letterboxes. Well, people close to the former foreign secretary have said he's not going to be apologising, saying it was ridiculous to shut down debate on difficult issues. Meanwhile, Lord Sheikh, the founder of the Conservative Muslim Forum, set up to encourage British Muslims to get involved in political life, has called for the party whip to be withdrawn. That would effectively kick him out of the parliamentary Conservative Party. Simon Dudley, do you think that Boris Johnson's comments are offensive?
Morning, Chloe. Morning, everyone, and also to Susan and Stephen. I've read Boris's article in the Telegraph. I know Boris went up against him for selection for his seat of Uxbridge and South Ruislip. He's a very, very talented man and politician. I agree with Sir Eric Pickles. I think his language has had the effect of clouding the debate around, you know, a serious issue, which everyone should be entitled in a liberal democracy to discuss. I think there are two particular expressions that he uses in his article, which I think you've referenced there, which, you know, in my view, you know, I think they are offensive. You know, I'm a father of two daughters, two sons, but I wouldn't want someone making an offensive remark about how one of my daughters chose to wear, even though I might not like it myself. So, you know, I don't think the comments were helpful. I think Boris is a big man, and he should just chin it and say, look, I think there's, you know, probably overstepped with some of my language. I'm sorry. And I think people will feel all the more respect for him, frankly.
So he should apologise?
Yes, he should apologise.
Stephen, do you think that, I mean, Boris Johnson knew what he was doing. This wasn't an off-the-cuff remark that he made to reporters as he left his house in the morning. This was written in the Telegraph. Do you think that he knew exactly what he was doing?
I think he did, and the fact that we're talking about it on a national radio show has meant that he's delivered what exactly he wanted to happen, which is to have people talking about Boris Johnson. I think there's a lot of people, I mean, I'm obviously in the Labour Party, but there's a lot of people I know in the Conservative Party who are deeply worried about the fact that what Boris Johnson is really doing with this is straight out the Donald Trump playbook. And secondly, he might think that's quite a cynical and clever trick to play, but I think the deeper concern for all of us in Britain is he's indicating this is the direction that he would want to take the Conservative Party if he was its leader. So I think there's good people in all political parties, and it's a time for them to step up and to put Boris Johnson quite firmly back in his box. He needs to apologise, not least because of the hurt and fear that he's created amongst many British citizens who happen to be Muslims.
Susan, do you think this was offensive and an apology is absolutely necessary?
I don't think an apology is enough, really. I think he needs to resign. Boris Johnson has done this time and time again. He does it deliberately, exactly as Stephen said. He knows exactly what he's doing. This is not the first time that he has made a blatantly, let's call it what it is. It's racist. It's Islamophobic. It is deeply misogynistic. It's a puerile insult. There's no debate intended here. It's just a calculated, puerile insult against primarily women of colour. And he's not fit to represent people in the House of Commons. He's not fit to represent his constituents. He is just a backbencher now, but he's a backbencher with much more of a platform than any other backbencher. We've been through this before. He's made racist remarks, he's used racist language, and then he kind of backtracks and apologises, and then he does it again a few months later. He knows exactly what he's doing. It is absolutely unacceptable in this day and age for a senior politically elected representative to be talking like that about their own constituents, or indeed about anyone in the UK. He needs to go. I agree that there are many people in the Conservative Party who will be just as deeply, deeply uncomfortable with his most recent behaviour. Saeed Awasi has already, I think, quite bravely spoken out about the need for the Conservative Party to tackle Islamophobia, and she and many others, I think, will be getting to the end of their tether with Boris Johnson's behaviour.
But to be clear, he was commenting on the introduction of a burqa ban in Denmark. He said he didn't support this general ban. He said that women shouldn't be told what she may or may not wear in a public place when she's simply minding her own business. That's a direct quote from the article. He went on to say he felt fully entitled to expect women to remove face coverings when talking to him at his MP surgery. I'm not sure how many women would go to his surgery, bearing in mind the part of the country he's in wearing a burqa. And he also said schools and universities should be able to take the same approach if a student, quote, turns up looking like a bank robber. Now, if we remove the colourful language from that, what he is saying is we should have a debate about whether this is right in our country. And many people have been getting in touch with us here at Five Live saying we should have that debate, and more so, burqas shouldn't be worn in this country because it makes us feel uncomfortable and we don't like it. Is it not right that we have this conversation?
Stephen.
Well, I think it's always right for any sort of pluralistic society how we have a conversation about how we all live together in peace and how we listen to our better angels. I don't believe for a moment Boris Johnson's reflected on those questions and decided the best way he can intervene in that debate is with that particular article. I think this is a very deliberate attempt to play the race card. And I think it's a sort of Bullingdon club approach to people who aren't like him. And the difficulty for that is Uxbridge is a seat that has many Muslim people, many of them wearing burqas. How would you feel if you had a problem with your housing or a problem where you felt maybe you'd been racially abused or something and you wanted to go to your MP and he's your elected representative? It's just simply not good enough. It's not British, actually. We have a long history of tolerance in this great country of ours, and I think he should have a whip drawn from the Conservative Party.